December 4 is when we would go to the polls for the elections coming up, and Scott Wolgamott is one of those who are running. Paul Amos is the team leader running for mayor, and Scott's on the line right now. G'day, Scott.
G'day, Muffy. Thanks for the opportunity.
Not far away now to the election, and you're going to be running in those elections as a councillor. Talk about that soon, but I've been asking all the candidates about one thing, and that's the Coffs Harbour Cultural and Civic Space Project, and where you stand on that, your thoughts on that.
Well, when it as it developed, I wasn't so much opposed to the concept of it, of the concept of improving cultural space, but I found the financial plan baffling. Years ago, a Coffs council planned the new council chambers, the one we're in now, and they had the foresight to build the foundations and structural integrity of a four-story building, even though we only needed two at the time. That's great thinking. I haven't seen one cogent explanation of why we should sell that building, surrender the advantage provided to us by a previous smart decision. Still, we've moved ahead from that. We have a contract. We have a new building underway. And what remains for the new council is to sort out a way forward.
You're running on a ticket with Paul Amos. He's running for mayor. Why did you put your hand up to say, I'm going to run for council?
Well, Moffy, there are a lot of things that are of interest, I suppose, maybe just to cover a couple of them. We need to plan for growth. The COF submission of 31st August to the New South Wales Regional Housing Strategy has nine issues that New South Wales government could help us with. It's a difficult task, planning for growth, that's quite clear. But Port Macquarie seems to have done a good job, and maybe we need to look there and see what they've done. Growth is certain, given the attractions of Coffs Harbour and the area around it. So we need to get in front of it, both on the coastal strip from south to north and in those great inland valleys and the small towns inside there. We need to identify areas for housing. We need to plan infrastructure. An alarming note here is that the recent New South Wales developer construction fee reform in the case of this means, whereas the LGAs used to get all the money, the reform is that the New South Wales government would get this money. Now, speaking with an experienced GM about this, the reaction is this needs to be stomped on. This is a real threat to all New South Wales country LGAs, and we need to make sure we move on that to try to stop it. There are other issues. The tip, for instance, garbage business used to be the easiest thing the council did, all councils, not just ours. Dig a hole in the ground, throw the stuff in, cover it up, dig a new hole. We've now got a very complex process, many streams of recycling, much more care about groundwater, a lot of thought going into how this is done. It's clear that we don't have it right yet, and I'm not trying to point a finger at anybody because it is a complex issue and something we've got to get right. But moving from having a hole in the ground to putting it in trucks and sending it to Southeast Queensland isn't real progress, and it's clear that it's wrong now. We need to get it right. We need to do it soon. And it won't be an easy job. Maybe the last point, Muffy, is the jetty foreshore. Being very, very brief on that, I think we need to provide and preserve along the lines of the old saying, the greatest good for the greatest number.
Now, Scott, what do you feel that you could bring to Coffs Harbour Council as a councillor?
Well, I have experience in surveying and engineering, in horticulture, project management, and budgets. I've been a public member of the council's Agricultural Advisory Committee. Track record of involvement in organizations, a desire to help, respect for previous councils and the stuff they've done. The water supply is the best in the state, maybe the best in the country. The International Sports Complex, Education Campus, this is great work by councils. I'd like to help in that kind of thing. I'd like to think I could make a difference.
Tell me why you decided to go with Paul.
That's pretty easy, really. He's honest, he's independent, he's hardworking, he's dynamic. Great combination.
Well, Scott, all the best for the elections coming up on December 4, mate.
Thank you.
Scott Wolgamott joining Paul Amos's team in the elections coming up on December 4. Don't forget, you can hear all our candidate interviews on Listener. Just download it, Listener, L-I-S-T-N-R, and search Coffs Elections.